Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and this is Clay with the Comic Rock.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the second issue of this Legends storyline. If you want to check out our first issue, check out our last episode.
So, we come back in. We've got the slagged form of Macro Man, the one-shot wonder. And we've got this news coverage with
Gwyneth Tate.
Never heard of her. Anyways. And this Dr. G. Gordon Godfrey, who was having an interview with Billy Batson before this all happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same city, obviously, the same building. Like, they're not too far away.
And he's basically like, oh, look at what, you know, these superheroes have no, you know, discipline. They're, look at what he's done. You know, he just murdered this guy and all this damage that he caused.
I want to point out, well, no, yeah, I'll save that for later. Okay. Something about Godfrey that they say.
Like, you've got these,
this family.
These adults that are like, you know, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about. And the daughter's like, yeah, this guy's an idiot, you know?
Yep.
And,
that's at home on this random house on TV.
It was just, you know, on TV and they were watching it, but it's showing us the point that, you know, Godfrey is, you know, getting his word out and that he's getting all these people like to believe him, like just right out of the blue, which is insane for, you know, that's weird. And then you've got all these people that are out in the crowd and they're like, yeah, this asshole's right. You know, all these superheroes, they're pieces of shit. Mm-hmm. We hate these superheroes. What have they ever done for us?
That's what gets right there. What have these superheroes done for me? They literally just saved the world.
But what have they done for us today?
Oh, okay.
What have they done for us lately? But then, you know, we've got Billy again, like, oh, I got to run away from here because I'm a superhero, even though I'm just a little kid and they don't know I am. And I'm never going to be a superhero again because I'm a murderer.
I murder people.
And then we get, of course, because heaven forbid we don't get the entire,
We're not touching on it again because this is every single fucking issue.
Yeah.
Well, except for the last one. But
we go to Darkseid after Billy has his flashback of what happened.
Yes.
And, Darkseid's like, yes, this is exactly what I expected. Mwahaha. And then we get them carrying in this
animate is what they call it.
Yeah.
So this is where I'm confused about because I don't know Dr. Bedlam's powers or his abilities.
But apparently in this one he was controlling Macro Man.
Yeah, he can transfer his consciousness into these animated bodies
and
then take control of them, and apparently Macro Man was that.
So he wasn't even a real person. Correct. He was just this construct they had made specifically for making Billy Batson never want to be Shazam again.
Well, yeah, because I think Darkseid even monologues of how Bedlam was psionically controlling him,
and that there was actual explosives inside it. Because they knew that Billy Batson's only... The only way Billy Batson was going to ever get out of there was to un-Shazam himself.
To shrink himself. Like, they were giving him the subliminal messages to do that.
Yeah. Like, these guys have some... I hate powers of convenience.
I mean... So... It's not... I honestly don't think it's powers of convenience, though. Because he was talking to Godfrey before the fight.
Mm-hmm. When he's a kid, we know that kids aren't affected by Godfrey.
Maybe Godfrey was around?
But see, that's still the thing, though. We know that kids aren't affected because...
But he had the thought of becoming Billy when he was Captain Marvel. Maybe he was around
because he's
and yelling...
Adult?
Adult, maybe the power's around. I don't know. Godfrey's got some telepathic bullshit, and Bedlam is just weird.
But through this, we find out that Darkseid and the Phantom Stranger have a trading places sort of bet going on here.
They are part of... Well, so Doctor Strange is an interesting...
This isn't Doctor Strange. This is the Phantom Stranger.
Phantom Stranger, sorry. Strange, Stranger, whatever.
Stranger Danger.
He's got an interesting ability because him, along with a couple other people, I know Ganthet is one of them.
Who?
Ganthet, he's one of the leaders of the Green Lantern Corps, one of the Owens.
Oh, okay.
What's his name? The Allfather from Odin? New Gods. Is it Allfather? Fine. I don't remember anymore.
I always thought the Phantom Strangers when you fell asleep, made your hand fall asleep, and then
no, that's totally different. There you go. Sentinels of Magic, is that right?
I don't know. This is DC. It's out of my wheelhouse.
Nope, that's not the right ones I'm thinking of. Council of Immortals. That's what it is.
The what?
The Council of Immortals. It's him. It's Phantom Stranger. It's Ganthet. It's the leader of the New Gods, and like a few other people that like they're just.
Is Darkseid one of them also?
I thought he was at one point, but people, when new writers come in, they change things.
Of course.
It's usually like a core group of like Zeus is another one of them. Zeus is another one that's part of it. They oversee everything, and they kind of, they're like the watchers. They just stay out.
Gotcha.
But they don't get involved.
They observe.
Until they get involved. So I don't know, like, maybe major events.
There are certain prerequisites where they can get involved.
But then again, like, even Phantom Stranger isn't involved here.
Yeah.
Like, he's watching. Well, he's watching it play out.
Because he says right here, he's like, I have faith that, you know, I know that they're going to not fall for your stupid shit.
Yeah.
So he doesn't worry about getting involved here because he's like, please, bitch.
But then it's weird during their own thing, like Phantom Stranger was, we just saw him in Superman
because
helping him out.
Because he needed to get involved in that.
But we saw Ganthet, well, he wasn't Ganthet yet, he was Owen in Green Lantern. Like, where they're not, it's a muddled line of where they're supposed to be involved and not. So, well,
maybe because of all their cosmic knowledge and such, they know when they can be involved and when they can't.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe they've got their own agenda that we just don't know about yet.
That's probably it.
Everybody's got their own agenda, these sons of bitches. Oh.
Yeah.
Anybody's got power.
Not wrong.
But anywho, so through this, we get the gist that Darkseid and Phantom Stranger have sort of a bet going on here. For $1. No. But Phantom Stranger has 100% faith that, you know, although Darkseid is going to be turning the people against the heroes, that the heroes are not going to falter, that they're still going to save the day, and, you know, everything's going to turn out right. And Darkseid's like, please, bitch, I'm going to take over Earth like I took over Apocalypse. I'm going to make them my, you know, little hungry dogs, and they're going to be begging for scraps at my table. And after I destroy their legendary heroes, I'll be the only legend that they need.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if you know this, but every, like, they say legend so many times.
Yeah.
And I wanted to joke around. I was like, oh, well, they said legend, so we got to stop talking. But they said legend, like, on the second page.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
Kind of ruined that plan.
That would have been funny as hell, though.
No, it wouldn't have. Shortest
issues ever.
Goddamn.
But then it goes back to Brimstone, who,
he's fighting the League, and the League's not doing
this. This
well,
is okay. So
League's fighting.
I always
him.
Thought that John Jones was supposed to be a fairly intelligent creature.
Go on.
Martian's only weakness is
fire.
So what's the first thing he does? I'm gonna fly right into this fiery guy and show him that I'm not a bitch. And then somebody else is like, hey, you don't want to do that, John. And he's like, oh my God, they're right.
So, about that, what if, crazy thought, what if there's something emanating from these creatures that is causing these superheroes to not think properly? Because that would definitely line up with Captain Marvel thinking, oh, hey, I'll just shrink. Martian Manhunter, hey, I'll just go attack this guy.
See, I'd never be a good superhero with a power like Shazam, because every time some bad guy got close to me, I'd just be like, Shazam, 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 Shazam! You're slack.
Shit.
Look, it's a pile of meat. That used to be a bad guy. and I'm feeding the home. No.
Fuck. Okay.
Okay. I'm done.
For now.
So, after Martian Manhunter realizes that, you know, he's being fucking dumb, Vibe's like, I'm gonna vibrate the floor and make you fall down. And then he's like, no, I've fallen down, but you can't laugh at me because I'm a fiery guy and now I'm falling down this building on you guys.
Yeah.
And then Martian Manhunter's like, don't worry, I'm gonna punch all this shit until it's not there anymore. And he's like, wait, yeah, there's too much stuff to punch. And then Firestorm's like, I could have probably done something before this, but it's too late now, so I'm just gonna get buried in rubble. And then
sure, yeah, why not?
And then Brimstone's like, ha ha ha, I knew this was gonna happen the whole time, suckas. So then we come to Deadshot,
yes.
Yeah. And
Flag.
Thank you. I couldn't remember his fucking name either. Flag.
Rick Flag.
Flag. Colonel Flag.
It's Joel Kinnaman from Suicide Squad. That's his character, Rick Flag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
Don't care, do you?
Nope.
Nope. Okay, cool.
So remember that movie? It was really bad.
Yeah, but the new one looks good.
Does it?
Yeah, actually it does.
Okay. I liked the Harley movie. That was good. The Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
That was good. But Suicide Squad, I was not impressed with. Anywho, so he's in here and he's like, hey, how about we make a deal here, see? And
he's like, looks like Frank Sinatra almost.
Yeah,
right? Is that what I'm thinking of?
Yeah, he definitely has that.
Suave.
It's probably what they were going for, too, something similar to that to make him look cool.
Yeah. You know? Well, Deadshot is kind of a cool character.
Yeah, but I don't know. His mustache makes me think of...
Vincent Price?
Yes, thank you.
Maybe that's who I'm trying to think of. Although Vincent Price is cool.
That's true.
Yeah.
In a creepy sort of way.
Exactly. It makes him cool.
But he's like, yeah, so basically you're going to go on this, you know, mission that's kind of suicide. But if you make it through alive, you get freedom. And we'll drop all your charges against you. And you can go back to, you know, doing your dumb shit.
That's another interesting fact of, yeah, like now it's, you do this mission and we'll take years off of your sentence.
Well, versus... see, that's because after they made this debacle right here, they were like, shit, we need better incentive to keep these fuckers around. But then he's like, and I got this guy back here.
It's Bronze Tiger, is who it is. They didn't name him.
Yeah, I had no idea who he was until I saw him in,
fair,
in the outfit, which made me chuckle, yeah, really, his, really hard.
Look, this is the 80s. Their outfits suck. Actually, Deadshot's doesn't change much over the years.
No.
Bronze Tiger's does.
Well, yeah. But Deadshot's actually looked cool even, yeah, in this time period, you know, like it was okay. But anywho, he's like, yeah, so and if you, you know, mess with me, I got my guy back here, it's going to break your leg, see? So he's like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. You got, I'm on board. Why not? Yeah. I'll either die or I'll, you know, be free.
Well, either way, I'll be free.
Exactly. So then we pop over to, I would assume it's Gotham.
Yep.
But I'm not sure.
Yeah, because Gordon's there.
Oh, that's right. And Batman's stopping these guys from shooting up a mall, maybe?
Yeah.
And Robin shows up and he punches this old lady. No, I'm just kidding. When I first saw it, I thought he was punching an old lady. I'm like, what the fuck, Robin? And then I realized it was one of the dudes with a gun.
Same time, it with his glasses on, it definitely looks like he's got dead eyes.
Old blind lady?
Yeah.
But, you know, Batman shows up, stops everything that's going on, and then... the SWAT team shows up afterwards and they're like, all right, everybody freeze, nobody move. And Batman's like, don't worry, I just did your job. And he's like, oh yeah, well, you're under arrest, motherfucker. And he's like, but I'm Batman. And he's like, I'm rich, don't you understand this? You can't arrest me. My dad will hear about this. No,
The key point that is being made here is Kirkland, the SWAT leader, is like, look, we had everything under control, which I don't think they did. But
well, they weren't even there.
Exactly. You know, he just hops in here and takes all the glory. He could have got somebody killed. And the crowd hears that. It's like, yeah, yeah, he could have got us killed. What's with that?
Yeah, and then they proceed to beat the fuck out of Robin.
Yeah.
And then Batman goes to save him, but gets hit in the face with a perfume bottle.
And then Gordon kind of drags him out.
And is completely out of commission because Batman's never fought blind before.
I mean, he... has, but
that's exactly
the joke
point.
I know. But what gets me is that he
uses sonar powers to help him. Oh, no, wait, I think
we're not going. Stop it!
Damn it! But
but yeah, Gordon like kind of not shoves him out, but like kind of
he walks about the door. He's like, "Hey, you need to get out of here so like, you can get better to help Robin."
Yeah,
later
don't worry,
on.
My guys will get to Robin.
Yeah,
and Batman's like,
and then, I love this part right here where they're fucking tipping over the Batmobile that they've lit on fire. Like we're talking
shit.
Anarchy, and the cops are just okay with this. I mean, it's weird that the cops were okay with a certain group of people doing something that's illegal and just letting them get away with it without repercussions. But anywho, so let's go over to the Blue Beetle.
Okay.
Who is trying to stop this drug deal from going down.
Mm-hmm.
And the cops show up and they're like...
Well, he inadvertently stopped a bus.
Yeah. And the cops are like, "Hey, dumbass, you blew it." And he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry about that." And the guy's like, "No. This guy's my connection. This guy's where I get the drugs
from."
That
guy's smart.
Yeah.
Fucking smart. Yes, he's going to jail, but he's not going to be shot at.
Yeah. And he's like, "Wait, hold on a second. That ain't right." The guy's like, "Yeah, he's just shaking me down because I didn't give him his cut." And it's like,
a little crazy. Right?
Give this guy some credit. Like, that was some quick
thinking. That was smart. Yes.
Like, for the drug-addled mind that I was assuming he had, that was some quick thinking.
Yes.
And then the Blue
Beetle.
Your
favorite character. Oh, wait, yeah.
Oh, so the Blue Beetle then, face palms a cop, which this would break his back or his neck right there.
He went full Neo.
Yeah.
Like, you never go full Neo unless you're Neo.
But then the Blue Beetle is somewhat of a, he doesn't have actual powers, right?
Correct.
He's just tech savvy.
Yep.
He's like a low version of Iron Man.
Yeah.
And yeah. So he calls down his Skywire. Let's just call it what it is. It's a fucking rope swing. And as he's getting pulled up, he gets shot.
Yep.
In the shoulder, but doesn't lose his grip, which is pretty impressive.
Well, he got the mesh fabric for the costume. Like it doesn't. It more stung than anything else.
Oh, gotcha. So it didn't actually shoot him.
Correct.
Okay. See, I thought it actually went through his shoulder right there.
No, it grazed it.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes more sense. But, and then he's like, "Well, fuck, I guess I'm just going to kind of chill out for a little bit because I don't want to get shot at anymore and people are assholes."
Mm-hmm.
And then we go to this plane, which has one of its motors blow out. And we get Bowl Cut here. Guy Gardner,
yep.
The only true Green Lantern.
That did get annoying that he kept saying that every time he said his name.
Yeah. So, like, how many Green Lanterns did we have before this douchebag?
Two.
And that would have been
Hal Jordan,
John
Stewart.
And John Stewart.
Guy is the third Green Lantern that gets the ring.
I have to ask, I haven't seen John Stewart's. Is his costume as douchey as Guy's costume is?
No. John's looks just the same as house.
Okay. Does he get the same ring that they had then?
So when we get toward the end of the year, I want to give proper time to the John Stewart, or like we're going to talk about the Green Lanterns and we're going to talk about every Green Lantern.
Every Green Lantern. Even the hot chick.
There are five of them. Yes. Yeah. We'll talk about Jessica Cruz.
There we go.
We'll do Simon Baz. We'll do Kyle. We'll do Hal. We'll do Alan Scott. So six Green Lanterns. Guy and Kyle, like we're gonna touch on them all. All
right. So, all right. That's
one
thing,
because of our timeline, we've already passed when John comes in, and I want to touch on that one because John Stewart is a great character.
So, Guy looks like he fell out of Nazi Germany. I'm dead serious. Like he's got that like the collar that like they used to have on the
I think he thinks it's cool.
Yeah, he probably
because he
seems like the kind of guy that would think Nazis were cool.
Shit.
Am I wrong though? Anywho, let's just get back into the story. So he's trying to save this plane. And he gets hit in the face with this yellow piece out of the plane because, of course...
Random, yeah.
Because, of course, he had to throw in that his ring is impure and it can't stop the yellow.
Which we just learned about that in Green Lantern. Go check out those episodes before these.
Yeah, actually right before these, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well,
right before this.
Yeah. But so he stops the plane and like he uses this big hand to land it in the middle of a busy highway,
which is what freeway, which is what they were made for.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's
literally what they were made for.
Was emergency landings. Yep. They could clear everybody out of it, and you know, in a half a second with a cop going down, whatever.
Yeah.
But so he lands the plane there. Nobody gets hurt or anything, and the crowd's like, "This motherfucker could have gotten us all killed. Is he out of his mind? Why did he do this?"
Pretty sure the plane crashing on you would have got you killed.
Yeah.
You saved your ass.
But he's
guy doesn't take no shit.
Yeah, and he's just like, "Fuck these guys." He's like, you know, they're coming at him, and like they're really coming at him, and he just uses the ring to. Just push them all away. Like, he doesn't... I will give him credit right here. He doesn't do anything, like, violent.
No.
He just pushes them away.
And then leaves.
Yeah. But he still looks like a douchebag while he does it.
He gets better.
Does he? I hope so. He does. Because he is a super douche.
It's not until, like, New 52 when he gets better. So we've got, like 20 years.
Is it when he changes his costume? Or does he still always have the douchey costume with a douchey haircut?
So, he does change his costume. He gets a new ring, changes his costume... But it still has, like, the outfit, only instead of a green symbol, it's a G.
And
it's yeah, and then it's, like, blue instead of yellow. Yeah, it's...
yeah.
We'll get there.
Does he still have the bowl cut?
Yeah. He finally gets rid of that somewhere in the 90s, like, late 90s, when he becomes Warrior. But we'll get
there. Anywho, so we go back to Titan Tower, where Cosmic Boy...
Yep.
Okay. The Flash and he's called Changeling right here.
Yep.
Yeah, are well, they're reviving Cosmic Boy, or they're making sure he's okay. And then
he goes flying out.
Yeah, he's like, "Oh, I gotta go. There's things I gotta do." He's finding some hot chick.
Saturn Girl.
Yeah,
yeah.
Is Saturn Girl a telepath from?
Yes.
Okay. so then we've got Professor Ivo.
And I'll touch on this in the next episode because we're already running a little long.
My bad.
So no, it's look, these there's a lot to go about in these issues. We'll just have to try. All right,
so Cap, we know that Professor Ivo is going to be in this, and then we go to the White House where we have old Ronald Reagan talking to Supes, telling him that hey, I'm just going to have to lay down a presidential order that superheroes can't be superheroes anymore.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, Superman, I need you to stick with me. And Superman's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to give you my word to do this because it's what you're asking me to do, and I will follow the law.
I don't agree with it.
I don't think this is right.
Correct.
But
you are
because
you're saying
the president,
this, so I'll do it.
And you have my word.
Yes.
And then we get the last thing is, we found Robin. What's left of him.
Yeah, he looks like he's dead.
Yeah.
But we know that doesn't happen yet. That happens like in like a year from now.
Is this still Jason Todd?
Yep.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't have been upset. Anyway, and that's how we end up. Almost dead Robin.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this legend story.